Good morning. This week's parsha is Parshas Kisavo. We have in the beginning of the parsha where the Torah tells us, commands us to bring the bikurim and to take care of all of our obligations of giving meiser and tithing our fruits and our grain. So when that is all finished and is given to the Kohen, the Ben Yisrael has to say vidui, and he says, as pasuk tells us in Perek Chavav, pasuk Yidal and Tazvav, lo achalti ba'oni mimeni, lo ba'arti mimeni b'tamei. I didn't eat anything while I was tamei. I did not defile anything. Lo nasati mimeni l'mei shamati b'kol Hashem lokai. Listened to the voice of Hashem. Asiti k'chol asher tzivitani. I did as I was commanded. And thus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the next pasuk, Hashkif amon katshecha min hashamayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu looks from his holy abode, uvarech es amcha Yisrael, and he blesses Klal Yisrael when he sees they have brought all of their trumas and maestros and bikurim. Rashi says on the pasuk, when the Torah says, asisi kechol asher tzivisani, as the Ben Yisrael says that I've done as I was commanded, Rashi interestingly states, simachti v'simachti bo. Simachti means that I was happy, I made Hashem happy. The simachti bo, also I made other people happy. I made other people happy as well. So what does that mean? What's pshat in Rashi? Why was Rashi saying that I was happy to do the mitzvah and I made others happy as well? So Moshe Sternbach Shlita writes in his Sefer Tam V'Das a beautiful idea. He says there are two people in the world. There are two Jews in the world. There's a Jew who does mitzvos anashim milimuda, that a person does mitzvos out of rote, because he was taught to do them, not really too excited about doing it, but just does it because that's what society does, and he wants to fit into society, so he'll go to shul, he'll put on tefillin, he'll daven three times a day, but he's just doing it out of rote. And that's one person. The other type of Jew is a Jew that is happy to do the mitzvah. He finds meaning in the mitzvahs. He understands why he's doing the mitzvahs. He finds meaning in them, and thus he is happy to do them. He is like an Eved who loves his Rav, who loves his master, and is able to do it, to do his work, his bidding, with simcha. That's the person we try to aspire to, and that's what the person says when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash to bring all of the stuff that he's tithed. He says that he did it happily. But that happiness, when a person does a mitzvah with simcha, it has the ability to become contagious. It has the ability to affect others. And when one person sees that another Jew does the mitzvah happily, he also wants to do that. He also wants to be a part of that excitement. And that's what Rashi is telling us, that simachti v'simachti bo, that I was able to not only do the mitzvahs happily, and I found meaning in them, and thus have a further connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I was able to assist and help others by myself doing the mitzvah happily. And that's the Klal Yisrael Rivim Zeh LaZeh. That's what we're here for. We're here to help each other, and we're here to serve as role models for each other. Be'ezus Hashem, this is the Shabbos, almost before, one, two Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. This week's parasha, we also read the Tochacha, the rebukes, because the Gemara tells us that we read the rebukes before Rosh Hashanah, so that Tichel Hashanah v'kiloseha, that the year should end with all of its curses, and the Rosh Hashanah, the new year, should begin with all of its brachos. And that's my bracha, Mirtz Hashem, that we will go through the tochachos, we'll learn what mistakes Klal Yisrael did in history, and hopefully not repeat them, Mirtz Hashem, affect other ones, and be able to finally bring Yos Mashiach. Have a good Shabbos.